So 6119, that gives a definition of spiritual life. Perhaps just draw your attention to that. That it's activities according to truths that constitute uses. So this is there. There's the appetite and longing for truths with a view to life. That's an indication that spiritual life is active. And a desire to live according to those truths with a view to uses. And it's quite interesting, since 6125, it gives a definition of use. So we're not talking about external worldly uses. We're talking about spiritual uses. And with the regenerated, it says there that the use is one of seeing and perceiving what is good and true. So we have this idea, which we've emphasized before, like in terms of external life uses, we're all engaged in external life uses. That's part of life. But to be engaged in the internal use of self-examination and repentance, that's something only the individual can do as if of self, but no one else can do it for anyone. So those internal uses are the cleaning of the inside of the platter and the cups. That has to be something that we are willing to do. And I think that comes back to the comment of the Lord provides means, but we have to pick them up as of self and use them. And it's about using the word for the purpose for which it is given. That is a supreme use of the word. And then that is what makes more external aspects of use something that, you know, that carries what is of the Lord, because it's done from an internal motivation that is in keeping with what is of a heavenly quality.